Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM, WTAX.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Ask the Expert. I'm your host, Ray Lytle. And this week, my expert is Jennifer Bond. She's a registered nurse and director of professional nursing practice at Memorial Medical Center. And today we're going to discuss the fact that Memorial just got a magnet designation. And I'll tell you something, and we'll talk about magnet hospitals. Now, I have no, like all of you, I think most of you, not Jennifer, but everybody else, we might not know what a magnet designation is, and we're so lucky because she's going to start off by telling us what that is today. Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So tell me what a magnet designation is.
So magnet is the highest national recognition that hospitals can receive, and it's really about nursing excellence and quality patient care. The word magnet probably seems a little random, but it's actually very intentional because magnet just reflects, it was something about a study that they did in hospitals about, you know, what is it that attracts employees? What is it that attracts people to a hospital where they have really well-qualified staff who are promoting the best in patient care? And when they kind of compiled all those qualities of these hospitals together, they said, wow, they're really magnet. They are bringing in employees who care about these patients, who are patient-centered, and really working to elevate the quality of patient care provided.
So, when you get this, how do we go about getting the designation?
So there is a rigorous application process mm-hmm. that you have to submit, and then they review it and see if they feel like on paper, did you meet the standards? And they'll give you feedback on that. And it's really about patient outcomes. They want to see that you've got data to back up all the work that you've been doing as an organization, prove that it is making a difference for patients. But then the last step of that is really they want to talk to people. They want to talk to staff. They want to talk with nurses, with physicians, with everyone in the organization to see, you know, what's the culture like here? Is this a place where I would want to come and receive care? And in the end, you know, they really decided that Memorial was one of those magnet hospitals that has the best employees and is a place where you can come in this community to receive great care.
I mean, that's really cool, right? That's a pretty big honor.
It is.
And I mean, we like that a lot, especially in the community. People who go to Memorial, like me, I mean, we like that a lot.
Yeah, you're getting something that you're not going to find in a lot of communities. You know, being magnet matters. It matters to patients and employees because only about 7% of hospitals across the country have this designation. It's not easy to achieve. And in fact, only about 3% of hospitals, which is not even quite 150 hospitals across the country, have been able to do this three consecutive times. So to be able to have that kind of resource in the community, I agree. It's something really to be proud of.
So, I mean, and you said that we've won three times. We've gotten this three times.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, getting it one would be getting it three times. What was the number you gave of the amount of hospitals that have gotten three of them?
3%, which is what boils down to about 150. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's one of those things. We've done this for a while and you would think, oh, does it get easier? You know, is this something that, oh, you're just doing it again? No. I mean, we did this back in 2006, and they just kind of want to know some of the basics about the organization. Do we have great leaders? You know, do we have, you know, conversations happening around patient safety and quality? And we did. We had those structures and things in place. We did it again in 2011, but they pushed us. And that was when they really started to ask questions about our outcomes. They wanted to prove that what we're doing is working for patients. And so that 2011 designation was pretty tough. But this time, you worry. You don't know if you're going to be able to really meet those standards that they have in place. And this time in 2016, it was totally about culture. And when I say they came and talked with people to truly understand the culture, I'm not kidding. I mean, they spoke with probably 400 of our registered nurses. That's a lot of people to interact with over the course of a three-day visit, but they did it. They set apart panels for patients to come and speak about their care. They went in rooms. They did everything they could to really understand who we are and the services that we're providing to this community.
So when they built the new wing, I remember talking about this. We had experts in, and when they built the new area of the hospital, they did a thing where nurse stations were like right outside the room areas.
Yes,
as compared to being in one centralized area, and then having to walk and blah, blah. So, I mean, that I'm sure that made it easier for nurses. Streamlining operations like that, did that make a big difference in getting the magnet designation?
It does. You know, all those things come into play. You know, that example that you gave where nurses are as close to patients as possible during, you know, that admission. You know, if they're all cold, centered around this little nurse's station, you're out looking for a nurse, it's hard. You know, you as a patient want to feel that your caregiver is right there by your side and able to meet your needs. So by pushing them out to be closer to the patients and decentralizing that nursing station, that is a great example of magnet nursing because it's using the evidence, you know, that we know that patients need our visibility and they need access to their caregivers in times of need. And that's what magnet's asking us to do. Think about every way, whether it's the way that the hospital is designed for care or the way that you have, you know, councils and committees set up to make sure that you're taking patient feedback and incorporating that to make changes. They're looking for a culture of patient-centeredness and of safety really as the driving force for what you're doing.
And from a work standpoint, from, let's say, I mean, it is a job and, you know, don't get me wrong, nurses are awesome, but everyone can have bad days. However, bad days are alleviated, and this is in every job. Nursing, although, I mean, anything you do for a living. If you're happy at work, if you've got good systems in place to do your job and your employees are happy, they in turn are going to be happier with whether it's customers or clients or patients or whatever it is, they in turn will be happier around the public. So, I mean, is there things like you are the... A director of professional nursing practice, blah, blah. So, I mean, do you guys go out of your way in those levels to make sure that the nurses themselves are happy?
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the primary tenets of being in a magnet hospital is that you are creating a work environment for the employees, one in which they feel empowered, they feel supported, and they've got this great relationship with leaders. So I am very fortunate to be in a leadership role in the organization, but I really hold myself to making sure that I'm speaking with the nurses and that I am valuing their feedback, that I go out and talk with environmental service workers, our volunteer staff, our pharmacy colleagues, our dietitians. It's this collaboration, and it's all about a work environment that fosters that, and you are spot on.
Yeah, because I mean, all you get unhappy, and I mean, unhappy employees make for, you know, for in any field, you know, any field, especially I would imagine in the medical field.
Well, it's tough. Yeah. You know, it's a really tough environment to work in. But what they've done is, you know, they've studied what does a magnet hospital mean? It means a place where you've got employees that are there pushing their best, and what it in research studies shows is that you have higher levels of patient satisfaction as a result of being in this organization, and that the outcomes are so much better that patients actually have lower levels of mortality. They're less likely to die in a magnet hospital than other facilities. And it's because of that pushing of that quality and that safety, they're going to have fewer bed sores, fewer falls, all of those things. But of course, you can't do that without that highly engaged and energized team that's surrounding that patient and doing it together.
There is nothing like a nurse who just cares. My wife, you know, this is 2002 maybe. My wife got Stevens-Johnson from.
Wow.
Yeah, she was allergic to a sulfa-based antibiotic, and she got it bad and had to go to the burn unit. And she was in there in the burn unit with the life support.
Yep, she was on a breathing machine.
Yeah, she was on that machine for 2 weeks. And when we were there, my family, because she was out, I mean— my family became those nurses, and her family was those nurses, and they were amazing. Anybody who's, I mean, God, I pray that no one has to spend time in a burn unit ever, but it's how attentive they are to the patient, and it truly is amazing. And I mean, I've said this before, but how if you really want to see how compassionate and caring and hardworking and just amazing that nurses can be. A situation like that will bring it to the forefront. I mean, it really will. And that's I think that's something that Memorial excels at is the nurses that are there are just I mean, hardworking, incredible people. I mean, it really is something. So the thing that you guys have been doing this for years, and obviously when you get it three times, there's a whole environment that says bringing you toward it. So good job to you and good job to the hospital. That is fantastic.
Yes.
We are going to talk more about what the processes are, what you guys, what you do, how this happens. And we talked a little bit about it because if you make the work environment better, then everybody's happier and blah, blah, blah. But we're going to get into other things like patient safety. We'll talk about that in a moment. We are talking about, well, I mean, overall, I guess we're talking about the kind of care that, somebody gets. And how the care that they have given has been so good that they have gotten a they become a magnet hospital. The designation for the third time, getting their third magnet designation. My guest, Jennifer Bond, registered nurse and director of professional nursing practice for Memorial Medical Center. And of course, we're going to talk about the patients and so much more happening all this afternoon right here on Ask the Expert. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back to Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX. Brought to you by Memorial Health System. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX.
Welcome back to Ask the Expert. I'm your host, Ray Lytle. Jennifer Bond is our expert. She's a registered nurse and director of professional nursing practice for Memorial Medical Center. We're talking about the fact that for the third time, Memorial has received a magnet designation, which is very cool. It makes them one of the top 3% hospitals anywhere, which we think is just fantastic. And it has to do with the care that they're providing patients and the nursing care. And I want to talk a little bit about patient safety now. How does being a magnet hospital impact patient safety? Because that's one of those big concerns, that are out there. How does being a magnet hospital impact that?
Yeah, there's a lot, you know, on the national scene right now related to patient safety and harm that comes to patients, you know, just from being in healthcare and this, you know, really challenging environment. And I think that what magnet designation does is it really says, what are we supposed to be doing? You know, what does the Institute for Healthcare Improvements, what does the Institute of Medicine say? All these huge organizations are talking about what to do, but how do we bring it together? What does it mean in a very tangible way? And what magnet does is they give you clear examples that you need to provide about what are you doing to improve patient safety and what are the outcomes? What'd you do? And what'd you see as a result? And it really has aligned well, I think, with Memorial Medical Center, because we certainly, I mean, our mission is to be a national leader in patient care. And in order to do that, you can't cause harm to patients. So you have to have a super strong culture of safety that starts with the frontline staff. And, you know, as we talked about earlier, it's about culture. It's about people in the organization that care about these patients. And I think that being magnet designated and having that strong culture of patient-centeredness really helps to propel us as an organization to continue to work on ways to improve and make sure that we are patient advocates and we're not causing any additional harm to our patients that come through those doors.
How important is the game plan? Like before, even before a patient comes in, like you know, what do people know in advance? Like I'm not saying, you know, there's no flying by the seat of your pants. There is a procedure in place. Someone's going to come in. They have this. We're going to treat them like this, this, this. We're going to look for blah, blah, blah. I mean, is that how it all works? How important is the game plan?
And oh, certainly. I mean, we call them protocols in the hospital,
yeah.
Right? Protocols, policies. And that is definitely a critical element to make sure that they are based in the evidence. You know, what is the research out there? What does the literature say we absolutely need to be doing to ensure that that patient, when they walk through that door, you know, say they come in and they have a hip fracture, you know that you're going to quickly get them diagnosed, treated, their pain quickly resolved. That's one of those standards that we evaluate, that how timely we are with that pain intervention, getting them to surgery and not having a complication. So certainly the game plan has to be written. It has to be established. And that takes a whole team, right? You've got to have your physicians on board, you know, the folks there in, you know, radiology who are doing the scans. They got to know that that's a priority patient. So the game plan is critical. But what I love about Magnet is it's also about culture. It's about the people and how we individualize that. How do you make it very specific to that patient? So it's not just a protocol. You know, you don't want something to just be about, well, here, we followed the steps. It's about that caring relationship with that patient, figuring out how are we going to make this work for this person? You know, the protocol says a discharge. This is the game plan. Well, they're getting discharged to a different facility or going home with family members that need a little extra help. What are we doing as an organization to meet those needs?
Well, give me some examples of how nurses really make such a big difference in patient safety.
Really, nurses, it's that individualization of care that is one of their, I think, biggest strengths, because they're at the bedside 24 hours a day. You saw this, right? You know,
yeah,
24 hours
yeah.
a day, 7 days a week, 365, every holiday weekend, they're there. They're there at the bedside with patients. So a lot of times the nurse is going to be one of the first people to recognize a change in a patient or, you know, be that last stop if, you know, harm's about to come and say there was some kind of, you know, medication dosage wasn't quite right. That nurse is going to be the person at that last line of care that's going to be able to recognize that harm and prevent it and stop it from happening. So nurses, you know, their skill set is truly on having such a centered focus on that patient that those assessment skills are so meticulous and that they are able to individualize all of those approaches and those interventions in order to keep patients safe.
So now, all right, it's starting to come together now in my head. I'm getting this. You have protocols. I said game plan, but yes, you have protocols in place that they have things that they to where they know what to do. And then because they're following the protocol and that sort of becomes natural for them to follow, they are able to, because of that, get to personally know each individual patient so that they can assess and they can really pay attention because everything is so. They know exactly how it's going to go beforehand, and they've been trained for it, blah, blah, blah. So now they can really pay a one-on-one attention to each individual patient.
Absolutely.
And I really like that whole idea.
That's the beauty of nursing.
And they say
the art and science.
Yeah.
Like you've got the science, you've got the protocol, but with nursing, there's an art. You know, there's that special component, that caring moment that really comes into play and makes it exactly what that patient needs
and
at that time.
So they start seeing the individual instead of just, this is a patient that has this. They've already got those already in. They know that, okay, this patient has this thing wrong with them, so we know that for sure it's going to be blah, 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 blah. But now, since they already know that, they get to see, okay, it's not just patient X with the hip problem, it's Ray. And they get to individually know that person, then find out their likes, what the special things are that they need.
Yeah, and sometimes you learn from every one of those moments. So, you know, if you have a patient come in and they're in some kind of crisis and things happen and you had to individualize those interventions, it helps you as a nurse predict the next time what you're going to need. And, you know, this just came to mind, a really specific example. So we had some nurses in the ICU. They're in the critical care units, really sick patients. And they were seeing that when patients were having a cardiac arrest, one of those emergent moments, and you're following the protocols, you're following the guidelines for CPR, for medication administration, but a couple of these patients, we could not get an IV. The patient was so sick, we couldn't get an IV in their arm to be able to give them the medications and the fluids they needed to be resuscitated. Well, I had a couple of nurses who were so strong in their practice, and they knew and they were up to date with current, you know, evidence, and they said, hold on. I know that in other hospitals or in emergency situations with paramedics or something, they have a special IV you can actually put in the bone in the leg. We need this. We need this for these patients because you know what? When I was taking care of this guy last week, I hated it that I couldn't give him everything I needed. He needed that individualized intervention. And in that moment, I wish I would have had this. So they brought it to leadership. Leadership listened to those nurses. We developed new protocols, right, to be able to pull and tease out when we needed that in that crisis moment. And That's what this is about. It's all the nurses thinking about ways. How can we make this better? How can we make this safer?
It's like everybody, we just can't follow the same thing with every person. Individuals are different and they need different types.
Absolutely.
I think that's fantastic. You know, I had Dr. Elias in. I've had Dr. Abdul-Haq in, and they've talked about the fact that, I'm bringing this up because, you know, Memorial's been has been given a third magnet designation. They also have been named a comprehensive stroke center. What was the role that the nurses played in helping them achieve that comprehensive stroke center label last
year? We're really proud of that. And I'm, you know, the physician component of that was so critical to be able to really recognize us as a comprehensive stroke center, which is a higher level of designation for stroke centers than a regular stroke area. And a lot of it, though, while it was physicians, it was the nursing interplay with those doctors. And a lot of that comes to the fact that stroke care is tough because things happen quickly and you need to recognize them quickly and address it, and complications can happen after the actual event has occurred. Stroke care is hard because it's fragmented services. You've got, you know, you've got prevention that needs to occur. You've got treatment, the rehabilitation component. There's a lot of care required for a stroke patient. How do you pull it all together? What they're asking of comprehensive stroke centers is that we are able to kind of pull that care together and provide, and that's where the nurses come into play, that they are that coordination. They are the link between, you know, getting out there in the community, teaching, using their skills in patient education, teaching the community how to recognize strokes, how to come, you know, making sure that they come in very quickly. Time is of the essence. That communication and community outreach is so critical. But then nurses, they've got other skills. You know, once the patient's in our doors, they've got the ability for the interventions. So that patient comes in and they need stroke intervention. The nurses are able to recognize that in a timely manner and activate the physician team, activate the caregivers required to make sure that things happen as quickly as possible and we can resolve that stroke, and then use their specialized knowledge for treatment.
It's like nurses are the first, I mean, especially for people already in the hospital, they're like the first line of defense for anything out of the ordinary that's
happening.
That's
why we have so many of them. We need so many of them because they're at the bedside. You know, they have such outstanding knowledge. You'd be surprised in their specialty area. You know, we've got, speaking of stroke, you know, we've got interventional radiology nurses. That's their job, is to work in that radiology department, helping, you know, when that stroke comes in, they're there with the doctor putting a coil, you know what I mean, into that patient's, extracting that clot. I don't know anything about that as a nurse, but they do. And that's what's so cool about it, is they are so specialized in their areas, but have this still foundation of knowledge and that culture of patient safety and advocating for them.
We're talking about nurses and the fact that Memorial is a magnet hospital, the third magnet designation, which is fantastic. I want to talk about some of those things that we all know about: falls, bed sores, things like that. We'll discuss it all when we get back. It's Ask the Expert. Right here on WTAX.
You're listening to Ask the Expert. 40 and 107.5 FM WTAX. Brought to you by Memorial Health System. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX.
We are talking about magnet hospitals, what the magnet designation is, and how Memorial got that designation, one of only 3% of hospitals. It's really, I'll tell you, it's frightening that so many hospitals don't have a designation like this. My expert this week is Jennifer Bond. She's a registered nurse and director of professional nursing practice for Memorial Medical Center. Jennifer, how many years have you been doing it? How many years have you been nursing?
I've been in nursing for about 15 years.
Wow, look at you. And you like it?
I love it.
Is it everything you thought it was going to be?
It is. It's really satisfying work. There's always something different. You know, if you go down one path and you see something else that looks cool, off you go. So,
I think it's fantastic. What a noble career you've chosen. Good for you. We talked about what the magnet designation is, and we started on public safety or patient safety. I want to talk a little bit more about patient safety. We always hear, especially with the elderly, about falls. You know, it is. Every time you read something or you hear something, or grandma had a fall or grandpa had a fall. When people fall, especially when you're elderly, it seems to be so potentially dangerous. So give me examples. Like, what's the role of nurses for doing things like fall prevention.
Yeah, fall prevention is really one of the primary roles of the registered nurse. They actually, we have to measure our fall rates and if people get injured related to a fall, and those are reportable. And that's data that you can find on hospitals because it's such a nurse-centric measure. They actually call it a nursing quality indicator. It's a measure of the quality of the nursing care provided. And in our hospital at Memorial, we have done a really good job with fall prevention, I'm going to say, but it's been because of our dedicated team and the presence. And, you know, earlier you talked about in the patient care tower and how critical it is that they moved those nurses from that little nurse's station out to the patients. We put viewing windows right into the patient's room for a very specific reason, and it's to keep an eye on folks. You know, when you're in the hospital, you sometimes overestimate your ability to walk around and have, you know, steady,
right, yeah.
you know, be steady on your feet. And what we tell people is just don't get up without us. You know, we watch your risk. Nurses evaluate that. We've got scoring mechanisms. We don't talk about that with patients. We talk about what we're here to do for them and to be really close to them and assist them because they're a little weaker than they thought they were going to be. They're on medications that kind of mess with their blood pressure and can make them a little dizzy. There's a lot of things. So nurses not only identify who those risky patients are, but then, as we talked about, it's about individualizing it. How are we going to figure out for this patient what's going to be the trick that helps to prevent this fall? And whether or not, you know, that's making sure that we've got possessions, you know, really close to them so they're not reaching out for stuff and looking for things, making sure they get to the bathroom, you know, in a timely manner. All of these activities are very intentional. So when we walk in the room and we say, hey, you know, can I help you get up to the bathroom? Yes, we're being nice, but that's your nurse's way of saying,
I don't want you to fall.
You know, for your safety. Yeah, right. I don't want you to fall. And let's do this now while I'm here with you, and I'm going to help. And we're going to keep you safe and get you out of here without any other harm.
Well, the numbers nationally for people who fall while in the hospital are, I mean, it's something else how they actually, they'll be in the hospital and they'll get injured.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, and I'm just top of my head, you know, at home we have carpeting, we have, you know, you have different things to walk on. In hospitals, you know, that's not the case. I mean, I guess in some areas they are, but it's not always the case. You have a plain floor, and it could be a hard floor, and it's easy. If it gets wet somehow, you could slip, and you get someone washing their hands in the bathroom at the hospital, and water goes all over the place. There's a lot of potential for dangerous falls that
right.
can happen.
Which is why it's so critical that everyone, not just the nurses and that nursing team of technicians and things, it's everyone. You know, we talk a lot with our patient transporters. You know, those folks are there picking up patients, moving them. They need to make sure that those side rails on that bed are up and positioned and the bed is down low to the ground. So if the patient should get up, they're not, you know, sky high in the air and about to fall and bonk their head. So there's a lot of work that we do with our interprofessional colleagues to make sure everybody's on board. You know, if you're walking through the hospital and you see a patient wearing red socks, they have special tread on the bottom for the very reasons that you just said. But, you know, I'll recognize, oh my gosh, so you've got red socks on. That's my indicator, no matter who I am in the organization. This patient's at risk. Why are they alone? You know, why are they walking around like this? And I will immediately go over and ask someone to come and help. So it's always a team effort, but especially with stuff like fall prevention, because just as you said, it can be so detrimental, you know, to their ongoing, you know, care provided.
I don't know if this has anything to do with magnet designation, but the nurses themselves, I mean, the nurses themselves running into some kind of situation, wet floor could end up being, for the nurse, they could end up hurting themselves as well.
Oh, yeah. Magnet really, I mean, they have specific questions. You know, like I said, magnet's about a work environment.
Right.
That is, you know, empowering and great, and people want to work there. But you want to work somewhere where you're going to be safe, too.
Yeah.
And so they ask us a lot of questions. What are you doing to improve the safety for your nurses? So they ask us questions about back injuries. You know, you think about the heavy lifting and the patient movement. They want to see that hospitals are working hard for their staff that are working hard, too.
Well, yeah, make it safe for your people that work for you.
Needle stick injuries. I mean, there's a lot of examples, hand washing and, you know, things, ways that we are working as a team, make sure everybody is safe, not just our patients. You're right on.
You guys have training and plenty, and always, I guess there's always things that the nurses themselves have to go through to make sure that they're not putting themselves in a situation to get injured. I'll tell you what gets me is you mentioned needle sticks. I have a dog who's diabetic, and he has to have his his insulin that he has to get. This is just a little shot that he gets. And I mean, it's just, it's hardly any. I cannot tell you how many times I've accidentally stuck myself while trying to give. And his shot goes anywhere. It doesn't have to be in veins. It could just go anywhere in his backside. And I don't know how nurses handle those needles. It's amazing.
We have special ones.
I mean, it's amazing.
No, but that's another thing. You know, the organization, we put safety needles, and they've got extra, you know, as soon as that injection goes in the skin, there's a little device that deploys and covers that needle up, and it won't stick you. But, you know, it's the responsibility.
I got to get some of those.
Yeah, you do. but, you know, that's what hospitals do, because they have to keep their employees safe. That's one of their responsibilities, so...
Another thing that we hear a lot about is bed sores. And you hear more about them in, like, especially nursing homes and stuff. You hear a lot of problems with it. But, I mean, I guess hospitals, if you have patients that are going to be there a long time, that can also be – I'm not sure what causes bed sores, but I'm sure that can also be an issue. What's the role of nurses to, like, prevent things like bed sores?
Yeah, bed sores, just like falls, you know, it's really on them. The orientation for every new nursing team member that comes in, and I talk in depth about pressure ulcer prevention, because all it is our ability to keep blood flowing in the skin. You have somehow pressed so hard on the skin that you don't have blood flow. And the skin dies.
Oh.
And so that's why you often get it on your bottom or on bone, you know, over bones where it's that high pressure.
Yeah.
It's lack of blood flow. And so how do we address that? That's on the nursing team to make sure that patients are repositioned, to make sure that they're getting adequate blood flow, that they're getting up and ambulating, and that you're protecting that skin in any way possible. And so the nurse's role, again, just like falls, assessing risk. Who is at risk? Who needs extra interventions? Who needs to be turned, you know, on a regular basis because they can't move themselves?
So there's some people that are so weak they can't over to their side and move
over to
their side.
We have to protect them, yes.
I didn't know that's what caused it. So it's just like restricted blood flow?
For the most part, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so it is a matter of time before you get that then.
It is, but you would be shocked at how quickly these can develop.
Really?
If you have a super sick patient that already has low blood pressure and critically ill, within a matter of 4 or 6 hours, they can develop.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
I mean, it is shocking. And so, you know, our critical care nurses are so astute at pressure ulcer prevention. It can happen really quickly, especially in people that are just so sick.
So I'm learning so much. I hope our audience is learning as well. I want to take a break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit more. You know, we've talked about processes and things like that. I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, you mentioned earlier how satisfying this field has been for you. And you said you liked it because advancement opportunities and things like that. If you saw a different path, you can go down. I want to talk a little bit about that as well when we get back. Once again, we are discussing the fact that Memorial's a magnet hospital. They've been third time they've gotten a magnet designation, one of the top 3%. When it comes to this, only 3% of hospitals get this. Very cool. We'll talk about more when we return. It's Ask the Expert right here on WTAX.
You're listening to Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM, WTAX.
Last month's huge sale at the Body Quest store on Montvale Drive was so big. Owner David
News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX. Brought to you by Memorial Health System. Our phone lines are open at 753-1240. That's 753-1240. Now, ask the expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX.
We are back. Ask the Expert. We're running out of time. It's our last segment. Flying by today. My expert, Jennifer Bond, she's a registered nurse and director of professional nursing practice for Memorial Medical Center. Memorial Medical Center got the magnet designation. What do they get out of the recognition? Like, what does the hospital get out of it?
Yeah, magnet designation it works pretty well for us because we find that when people hear that you are a magnet designated hospital, patients want to come there because they hear, well, gosh, they got great quality care. You know, we've talked about that. But the hospital actually gets a lot because they bring in, right? We talked about magnet attracts great employees. And want to work for magnet hospitals because they know they're focused on the patient. They've got great quality of care. It's that initial attraction factor makes it really easy to recruit, especially like new graduate nurses, people who've learned a lot about what magnet means and what they can also get from being in that organization.
So like you'll get the you know, nurses come out of school, of course. So you get the best of the best, and they want to work at Memorial because of the magnet designation. So they decide to go there. What do you guys do to keep them working there? You know, because sometimes people, oh, I'll go here for a year, then I'll leave. Like, what is Memorial doing to keep the top of the top being employed there?
Yeah, you know, in healthcare, there's so many opportunities, yeah. Even in our own community, right? There's so many places that you could go and work. But I think that what people find with our organization is that there are so many opportunities internally. And we say, we want you to grow with us. We want you to come and be challenged, and we will help find ways to help you grow professionally. And it's that work environment. It's that culture where we've got these teams and they're so collaborative and innovative, and the leaders are working with them side by side to solve these big problems. Opportunities start to arise. So when you come into the organization, you know, I would say do the very best exactly where you are and be engaged, and things will start to bubble up, and you are supported by the organization to develop, to get continuing education, to get certified. We actually have 426 certified nurses in the organization. And it's not easy. I mean, it's a test in that specialty area. So if you are a critical care nurse, you have special certification and knowledge base in critical care specifically that you wouldn't have elsewhere. So certifications, educational assistance. We've helped over 200 nurses in the last 4 years somehow advance their education, whether or not that's, you know, working to grow into becoming a nurse or going from an associate's degree to a bachelor's degree or beyond.
You say help them?
Yes. Through educational assistance, through grant monies and things.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, we've had so many ways that the organization's looking to say, okay, what do you want to do?
So you
let's help you do that.
So it's not just when they do good work, it's not just a pat on the back. You guys find ways to recognize them.
Absolutely.
We like that. That's pretty good.
Everyone
right?
wants to be recognized for their great work. I mean, healthcare, right? Healthcare is challenging. We've talked about that.
Right.
It's hard work. And you want to be in a work environment. You want to be in a healthcare system that's going to say, yeah, you did a great job. And so we certainly have things like employee of the unit where we'll recognize the best of the best of that individual unit. But in nursing, we really try to recognize the specific things that nurses are doing. And so whether or not it's their leadership, it's their precepting that they did. You know, they had a new employee come into the organization and they were such a great mentor to that person. We will recognize them in those very specific ways with awards. And we actually do that each year during Nursing Team Week. And it's held in May each year. And we call them our Nursing Excellence Awards. And it's so fun to be able to hear the stories and all this amazing contributions that our direct bedside staff members have given to the organization to help us improve care.
Give me like a unique thing that Memorial offers like to the people, to the nurses, the people that were like, give me like an example of one of the awards. But I'm saying like that unique thing that Memorial offers their nurses that are exceptional.
Right. You know, when I think about just developing people, we have a 10 camp. It's teens experiencing nursing. So I'm thinking about, gosh, you're in high school. You're like, what is nursing? What is this all about? I'm kind of interested. We have a 10 camp. It's actually going to kick off here in July. And we've been doing interviews and getting these folks in the door. And that's where our high school students, they start with us. And then they go to nursing school. And while they're in school, they're working as patient care technicians or transporters. And then they graduate and they have their degree and they come work with us. And from there, we'll further develop them. So I would say the uniqueness comes from these programs, right? I mean, what organizations do you know that take high school students and will see them through all the way because we're that committed to our employees?
So you're not just taking the best of the best, you're helping create
the best.
We're
helping to grow
the best.
That's
pretty cool, right? I like the whole the grant thing. I thought was special.
Yeah.
Any place that's saying, "Hey, if you want to advance your education, we won't just pat you on the back for doing it. We can find ways to help you do it." I mean, that's very special in this day and age.
Absolutely. And, you know, in education, such a key role for, you know, anyone in healthcare. Things are changing so quickly. And, you know, I can't go without saying one of our very unique things is our Memorial Center for Learning and Innovation. That building alone, with the clinical skills that we have to help people with simulation in that safe environment, one more thing that really, I think, helps us stand apart from others.
Jennifer, you were great. Jennifer Bond, our expert. I thank you so much. Hey, I'm back next week at 3 o'clock with Nicole Florence on Ask the Expert. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
This has been Ask the Expert. So long, everybody.
This has been Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX. Brought to you by Memorial Health System. For more information about Memorial Health System, visit choosememorial.org. And join us every Tuesday at 3 for Ask the Expert on News Radio 1240 and 107.5 FM WTAX.